Hi everyone, I'm Madonna Guy and this is The Natural Alternative. Welcome. Today I'm here with my good friend Gabrielle Allul. Gabrielle started with a very strong science background, weaved her way into kinesiology and neural organizational technique, and then went on to do shamanic healing. Welcome, Gabrielle.
Oh, good morning and thank you so much for having me on, Madonna.
You are so welcome. We've been working together for a little while. You've been probably my main kinesiologist for 5, 6, 7 years now. So, and every time I find myself in a huge learning curve, every time I have a treatment with you, it's just so wonderful to hear your perspective on life and energy and spirituality and what is and what isn't.
That's really touching. Gives me goosebumps. Thank you very much to hear that.
That's wonderful. No, it's true. And I have reflected on my YouTube channel after our sessions and have actually created balances from what you've taught me in my balances afterwards. So thank you.
Oh, no, this is information we all need to get out there, definitely. Yes. So, yeah.
So we're going to talk about the importance of the golden age, the four bodies, the frequencies of harmony, the how to embody yourself so much today. Where would you like to kick in?
Well, I always want to give a kick in with giving acknowledgement to where some of the basic core information that I'm offering today. Obviously, we are consciousness evolving, so it's all there for us to grab. And I suppose with this opening of technology, something that I have really resisted, by the way, I had to really push. This is the first time I bought a microphone and bought equipment, which is Madonna's sort of going, come on, Gab, come and do this with me. So I'm really excited about that. But we understand that with this opening up that we're experiencing at the moment, we understand we are in the great awakening. This box and dice and everything that it means. So we've got some beautiful humans that have been probably working away. A gentleman that I work with has been working away for about 50 years working in this area. And it's only just now that this knowledge is coming out because like myself, he is someone who is a little quieter. It's generally the shyer types that have found their way doing this sort of stuff. But I love the fact that we're enabled this bridge, and that's through technology.
Yes.
It feels like a really safe space, and because I'm seeing your face at the end of it, I'm feeling okay with all of this as well. So as I said, I'm being stretched in lots of ways. So I want to give just a little bit of credit to the people that have walked before us. Yeah. There's some people that have definitely stepped into some very uncomfortable spaces been doing some work in the higher channels, etc., bringing information in. And as we lighten our bodies, we're becoming more able to hold these frequencies. I understand that the currency at the moment, it's frequencies our currency, okay, people? So this, and we understand that all the misinformation that we have around us at the present time with money and what's happening, we understand that really the name of the game has been this war on focus. I keep someone controlled by controlling their thought forms and how it is that they're playing themselves out. So once we understand, we claim that free thinking and that ability to be an open channel, if you just so desire, or just to stand in your own space and hold your line, we actually become so much more freer. So freedom occurs here in the brain. It occurs in the mind, okay? It's not outside constructs, etc. So some of the information that we just referred to that we were going to have a little yarn about, it comes from a beautiful gentleman. His name is Ian Welsh. And I was rocked by it, and that's why I wanted to share it. And I think you came in perfect time when it came through that I've been working with it and seeing some beautiful results. There was the Mark Atwood show. If no one's actually engaged with that, he's an architect, as he calls himself, but he's definitely someone who's definitely claimed this space of flowing through and his ability to look and question. So these whole ideas that there's conspiracy theories, I was reading a neuroscience journal and we were chatting about this the other day when we were having a yarn. This idea that because we're questioning, this is to do with mental instability.
Yes.
And the neuroscience journal, I found it so small. I beg your pardon, that's my phone. I'll just let that roll out so we continue on here. But it felt really, really small and felt constricted. And I can look at it in one sense and go, oh, and get a little bit angry. But then I can go, oh, wow, how much growth have I had and that of probably my peers who I speak to about it when we're actually feeling the same way about it. And so reframing some things that actually make us feel better about the common environment is also part of that power which we hold, as free thinkers. So I give credit to some of this stuff of the Golden Age from an Ian Welsh. This is consciousness. This is how we create something. How does a kinesiology program come into being? Someone actually uses their creative energy. They put something out into the cosmos and they work with it. Okay, they work with it. This is consciousness and energy create our reality. You know, we're going to evolve as humans in such a quick way. We already are. We're seeing it. Having a cup of tea with a gorgeous girlfriend this morning, just holding space with other women and talking about what we've got going on. And it's not just a woman thing, but myself, I do surround myself with beautiful women, and that's part of the being able to sit in self and feel good and feel okay with where I'm at this point in time in a massive part of change. So it's that connectivity that we're having. But these constructs that have been brought out by some beautiful minds or architects, this is what we want to get behind and what we want to really herald. And this actually empowers us all as individuals and gets us in touch with our magnificence. You're glowing today too, by the way, which is so beautiful. All of our teachers and people that have gone before us, we're going all together, you know. We all have something incredibly beautiful to operate. I like to have a very structured and grounded approach to what I'm doing, so I work heavily in the body with people. And then I like to finish it off and give them a little bit from above as well. So that idea of just wrapping them around their spirit, bringing that a home and grounding that into the body.
Yes.
So that probably introduces us to the idea of these four bodies and some protocols that I think that you said you put on online.
I had a play with someone this morning. Yeah,
I love it. I love it. And this is what Ian wants us to do. This is consciousness for us to keep proliferating it and to bring
what
it.
I love about, the thing I love about kinesiology is that even though I've been doing it, 20, 25 years, something like that.
You were mine.
Occasionally I'll just get, an idea and I'll go, I've never tested that before. And it happens so regularly. Like, it's definitely a big learning time at the moment. It's really quite fascinating.
There's so much energy to play with, Madonna.
Yes.
There really, really is. There's just so much around. And we've had some amazing planetary alignments that is bringing stuff out for us to work with. There is a certain amount of intensity that is with it. I think I heard myself say that, and I now understand that that's what I was also feeling in myself.
Yes.
The sharing of that information and ideas. So this is these ancient arts of astrology that have been the esoteric and all the way out there. I've got women who've stepped into that coming from Big Pharma.
Yes.
Who come from the doctors, okay, and they're stepping into it. What they're doing is they're shedding all this programming that they have around it not being relationable and it not being relevant. This is incredibly relevant for us at this point in time. We are more than what we think we are. We are light frequency at a heavy density appearing in 3D as we are here, but we are all great spirits. And this understanding that we get in touch with our God essence, our frequency that is that essence that allows us to create, then that in itself means that we're free of anything that is that we think we've manifested.
Yes.
And the beautiful thing is, and this is what I love, is that understanding all this sickness that we're apparently all having, etc., even if you just want to meet it at that base level, we know that when it comes through to the body, it's coming to be cleared.
Yes, hey, that's right. It always has.
It is proof of the pudding that we are 100 mile an hour, cleansing and detoxing and clearing ourselves of lower vibrations and frequencies that do not serve us anymore. So that's an incredibly exciting thing. And it's just hold on, people, stay open-minded. When we catch ourselves in these spaces of judgment, these aspects of ourselves that have kept us safe, okay, yes, that have we've worn because out of a requirement to fit in or be whatever we needed to be for others, these are the things that on a deeper level, these vibrations and frequencies that we're letting go of.
Yes.
So, yeah. Did you want to jibber-jabber? Because I'm very creative.
Thinking, one of the things that you said yesterday, and I think it's really important for people to understand this, anytime you start a sentence with I, it is a command to your body.
It certainly is.
So if we're saying I'm going to get sick, I'm going to be unwell.
I'm so tired. I look so tired.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. That's it. It's because we are God frequency, everything goes, oh, she gave us a command.
Yes.
Off we go. Let's create. So let's meet that vibration and frequency and that command. Okay, come on. Our endocrine system, create the hormones that give her that feeling of, because she's just told us she's tired, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to be really careful what we say. So mastering this, the first step is get rid of the guff, unlearn, shove that shit out of the way. That's not going to serve me. What makes me feel good? And you know what? Most people that I meet are so beautiful and are deep down, this is going to make me really upset, but are deep down the most gorgeous humans.
Yeah.
Genuinely wanting the best for others.
Yes.
Just not quite self-aware or understanding which lens they're choosing to view the world through.
Right.
So when we begin that process of self-mastery, then we get to understand that we're choosing, you know, and whatever feels the best to us, these feels, that is what we trust. Something that I also think something beautiful that that I've been working with, because I can be rather cerebral sometimes, this aquiline face says that I am an analytical coming from science, etc. And this is why some of this is a real stretch for me as well, Madonna, or it has been. I've had my lessons, mine come through to my body. So many of them have been get out of your head. That is not your space at all. But when we understand a little bit how the brain works, the way it patterns and puts things in, one piece of stimulus that I could receive, I will see in one way, and my brain will put that bit there and that bit there, and that is the memory.
Yes.
Whereas my brother or my sister or yourself or anyone who has seen exactly the same thing, they will view it and make of it something very different, because we're all little mini universes. And it is also going to be based on how we see things, how we choose to see it. So
yes,
our reaction and our feeling is our best trick. And that's when everyone's saying, get out of your head.
Yeah.
Okay? Get into your feels.
Yeah.
Because as soon as we're in there, and that's the space, that's why we line those bodies up. As soon as we're allowed to feel it, we're actually able to go, oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's like your brain doesn't know what's real or imaginary. So if you're listening to mainstream media and all the politicians and scientists around the world telling us we're all going to die, and that is your information coming in 27 times a day,
that's programming.
What are you going to believe? We are being programmed.
We are being programmed, and we are amazing equipment. And capable of so much more than just receiving it through that frequency band. You know, this is what I play with a lot. And who I have come work with me, because I'm open to it, comes at an extremely high frequency. So, yeah, we are, as I said, more than what we think we are.
So
programming starts at school. You know, we've got a lot to learn. We're putting kids who I see as multidimensional, incredibly gifted humans. We're putting them in school. They're a star, and we're calling them a name, okay? And I don't deal with labels, and neither do you.
Yeah.
We don't deal with name diseases. Or it's actually not even a disease. What we're looking at is enlightened beings and people that are coming down who are not normal, but there is no normal. We all put on a coat and begin the conditioning of normality, and that is the walk into slavery. Yes. This idea that we are all the same. We are not. My gift and what I have to offer is completely different to my children, to yourself. And we are all actually part and parcel, with each offering a unique and important piece to the puzzle. Nobody is any better than anybody else. None of us are here to be more special. Like, that is ego. I'm sorry. That doesn't have a space where we're going. So this is about all of us going, I see you. You know, what is it that you need from me? How can I be the assistance and the gift? Thank you for the gift you give back to me.
Yes.
Some of us come in more grounded, more earthy. And some of us come up, they're just little fairies. You can't get them to sit down and they won't listen. But how is it that we sit in a judgment that is not perfect, their offering?
Exactly. And it's sort of been the whole system of Big Pharma for 100 years to normalize everything. Everything must be normal and in a box, and this is how we move through the world. And if not, we medicate with this, 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 and this to make someone be able to be programmed.
Yeah, it's control.
Let's shut down their brain. Let's sit them down. Let's allow them to focus. What they're doing in China at the moment, they've got these little devices on kids in China that goes around their little heads. There's like little implant, there's little things behind their ears and at the front of their head. And every 10 minutes through the day, their brain waves go to the teacher's computers in real time. And every 10 minutes, the parents in a group chat are told how their children are paying attention. So that is happening at the moment to little children in China. It's just atrocious what we're doing to our little human beings on the planet at the moment.
Yeah.
They should be allowed to have fun. They should be allowed to play. They should be allowed to be little fairies on the planet.
They should be
allowed to have lots of energy and run around without being labeled. Hmm. They should be allowed not to want to hug every Tom, Dick and Harry in their family because of whatever they don't have in their safety realm.
Oh, trusting, absolutely trusting their own internal wisdom. Do you know, I always used to trust my kids with people that would come and visit. If my children shunned and shied away or something, I'd be like, oh, they know something I don't. Yeah, because they're so open.
Yes.
When we're talking about brainwaves, we're understanding how dare they interfere with that.
Yeah.
That portal. They have sought to control that portal by placing a control mechanism over it. But more importantly, that child, if it's under seven, is multidimensional and able to be in so many different places at once. That is a stagnation and that is a travesty. But you know what? I'm definitely someone, I'll hear about that. I don't like it. It really constricts me here. But you know what we can do? We can set a program where we're actually sending something else there. Okay. So for every vibration, that's just a vibration. Okay. For every vibration and frequency, let's just choose a counter one.
Yeah.
Right? We don't deal with what is.
Yeah.
We deal with what we want to see.
Yeah,
we are creation beings.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but we do need to be in awareness.
Yes.
This is why we do need a voice. We do need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
This is actually the confines that's creating the growth as well, Madonna.
Yes.
No.
And if people don't know, they can't say no.
No.
If people just think this is the way moving forward and people don't know they have a voice.
Yeah.
How often are people, they've been programmed to say, yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full, sir. It's quite phenomenal.
Yeah, and against each other, with masks, we all went nasty to each other. Little do we know that that's getting that aggression out. I can tell you as soon as COVID hit, I'd only just separated at the time. I was just like, thank God I can stop running.
Oh, my God.
I felt the...
Because you said it was 3 years yesterday, but we're over 2.5 years in COVID.
Yeah, you know? That's it. It's unbelievable. I feel the difference. I feel like my neighborhood has returned to a vibration and frequency of the 80s. I'm not saying we're all done, but I, when I'm walking around, I'm like, just feels different.
Feeling nice.
This is an inevitable, yes. You know. We are on a trajectory of growth and learning and unlearning at the same time, which is beautiful. And the vibration and frequency of the collective is raising. Now, one, you cannot undo that. Yes. So everything that they throw on us is actually the perfect ingredients. Thank you. Add some more. You want to constrict, be more obvious about it. Yeah. So whether this is actually...
it feels very bloody obvious.
It does. It's exactly right. It does feel very obvious. But it's there to wake, you know, this awakening. And I think it's a remembering, you know.
Yeah.
Let's just remember how special we are. Yes. Yeah. We've just felt so disempowered.
Yeah.
What I've seen is a real cultivation of empathy, though, for some minority groups at this time. Mental health's got a real good show, and so it bloody should.
Yeah.
It's a space that's been so misunderstood for such a long period of time, and myself included, having first-hand experience living with it, living with someone with it, I didn't understand it. So not only, you know, mental health, but our Indigenous, something about this massive control that we were feeling, we've all really been able to understand our Indigenous. We've been able to understand, not in totality, because how could you?
Yeah.
But this is this control that they have definitely felt. We've controlled, we've taken their culture away and basically chucked one on them and take them away from the land, which they're inherently related to, and everything springs from it. So there's been such beautiful healing that's been happening on a deeper level because of these outside constructs and constrictions. So we all know that pressure that's put there creates just by its very nature. So, yeah, I get all – this is exciting beautiful place. Yeah. I hope I haven't gone off point.
So is this whole time the golden age? Like, is that
– Yeah.
Mark Atwood or Welsh, Ian Welsh?
Ian Welsh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well
– So is that the – time of awakening, or is it different to that?
Would you remember that beautiful song, The Age of Aquarius?
Well, I was wondering if it was the same as the Age of Aquarius.
Yeah, it's that time or that lineage. So it began, and correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, I'm on the journey and learning as well. Around 2012 is when it really kicked in. Now, that's when I know I was definitely activated.
Yes.
And I say it in those words and it feels really sciencey and stuff, but things changed for me. I didn't feel happy with what I was doing, and I was running a really good business, co-running a business with my partner at the time. And not to make this an I time, but that was when there was a surge or a shift in vibration and frequency. Now, we understand we are light reflecting that which is coming from the planets. We've got the suns, and I'm saying suns because there are two at this very point in time. We've got some big stuff going on out there. It's in another dimension that the suns are there, but it's happening. We're feeling this within us. So that's when I sort of say, come here. You know, what's going on in there? That'll tell you. I remember that whole 2012 living this life and thinking, I've got everything. I've got a really successful, beautiful husband. Life's really good. Got beautiful kids. Life's peachy. And then there was this undercurrent that was happening within me that it was like, something's not right. Something's not right. You know, went to the doctor. You know, I'm not right. I was at that time hearing stuff as well, which is a whole nother story. We're not going to go into that. You need mental health issues. You've got mental health issues. So a lot of the issues that I think I was experiencing that time, I was trying to use, be thoughtful about it and use what was conventionally offered at that time.
Yes.
And what was conventionally offered at that time was medicate it, tell it to shut up, you know, it'll be quiet and then you'll be okay. But, you know, I didn't take anything. I took the advice of a psychologist because I did go to have a yarn to someone and she said, oh, you just need to have, you know, get some exercise. You've got three kids and you're running a small business from home and it sounds like it's all too much and da-da-da-da-da. So that kept it at bay, but there was always this undercurrent. So I can see when that happened for me.
Yes.
I can definitely go, God, that was right when I went, what the hell is going on with me? There's something wrong. So I was opened or activated to other.
Yes.
So this golden age is a timeline. Okay. So we have this idea that time is linear because we've grown up in a very linear construct.
Linear world, yes.
Yeah. However, we really understand that the timelines run like so. Okay. So 3, 6, 8 is where we've been, okay, is the time frame where we've been. And this is, as I said, I'm giving credit to Ian Welsh for the understanding of this. This is his intelligence or intelligence that's passed on through him for us. So the 3, 6, 8 feels heavy. So when we're sitting in that space, it's we don't feel that open. I believe the 3, 6, 8, we only really access that base, the sacral and the solar plexus areas, when we step up into the 3, 6, 9 timeline, which is available to all of us, not just to a special few, which some people might want you to think that you've got to do this certain thing in this practice and all of that. It's for all of us. So should we choose?
Right.
So the lower vibrations and frequencies that sit in this time frame, this is kind of that space where we were really heavy control, but that was time, right? And we needed to learn. We needed everything we do is to experience. It's not to win it or get over it or whatever it is. It's for the experience because the frequency within us and the soul that is within that within wants to learn and it wants to ascend and progress. So it has to collect these lessons. You know, the BCC carcinomas, legs falling out of the socket, broken relationships, losing the lot, all of that sort of stuff is for the experience so that we can actually grab all of that experience, take it with us, have gone through it. Yeah, so we're not being punished. It's not because we're bad or we didn't live right or any of these sorts of things. It's all about us actually having the experience. And when we take that thought, and those ideas, it takes away. We kind of soul shame ourselves sometimes.
Yeah, yes.
You know, and that's
only. Your shame, blame, guilt, they're such low frequencies.
Right, yeah. And that's 3, 6, 8, Madonna.
Right.
Ain't gone back there, you know. So 3, 6, 9 is a time frame which is the golden age.
Right.
This beautiful, we just claim it. Yep, we might be in there and in and out, shedding some ideas as we go, but this is our God-given right to be connected in with light and frequency and to live free. Yeah.
And so how do the four bodies fit in?
Well, the four bodies, this is the physical body. So we obviously, everyone sort of identifies with that. Now we've also got the mental body. Now, I won't speak of what we did, but some people are very.
Oh, no, I'm happy for you too.
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
I think this grounds it.
Absolutely. No,
it really grounds it in. So in our search for answers, okay, for things, for what's going on, I've been finding, and obviously Ian, because I played with it as soon as I found it too, Madonna. I was like,
that's so cool.
Feeling free. Yeah, I've been finding sometimes I've only got the physical body of people here in this timeline. I've got the mental, sometimes the mental body's down back in 3, 6, 8. It's in torture. It is in shame, disgrace, hiding, all of those low frequencies that don't enable us to to really, you know, up level to love and above. So, and then some of us being Premier Star kids, and we're future, we're flying off and we're looking elsewhere, right? So the answers, we're searching, and so we're off in 370 in the next timeline, okay? So, and so the power is when we have all light aligned for one common ideal, right? So that's that, this is that idea, I think, I feel, I create. So yeah, so a mental body can be off to in the future or be really stuck in the past. And, you know, I played around that a lot with the NOT that I used to do, bringing people neurology on board into the present moment. You would, you know, a lot of people are stuck with what happened. Now, there are reasons they haven't been able to process it. They're still grappling or assimilating the concepts that occurred. And obviously, as space holders, we assist with, you know, some beautiful messaging to do that, but nobody does it for you.
Yes.
Your internal intelligence, when you have your light frequency all in alignment, is yours. You know, and we've got to be careful in handing that over to anybody. You know, a space holder's position, I see, is just to be a portal of love and to allow that human, the being, to get to what they need to in that space and time. Yeah. And we also sometimes have that somebody's spiritual body is out of the body. Now, something that, you know, made me feel so awful was Ian Welsh was actually talking about how this is the game. It's about soul stealing. And this is going to stretch some people, but I believe it does need to be said.
Yeah.
We've actually had a plethora of people that are at this point in time really returning to religion. And they're just like, but these things are happening as we intuitively are understanding that there's some bigger dynamics and stuff at play. We are at war. We are at war in another plane, and I'm a spiritual warrior. So understanding what the name of the game is, you're on the game board.
Yes. Okay.
They use, or lower vibrations and frequencies use souls, okay? They, because souls light and energy, okay? It's light and energy. So that powers others. So this is why we've come from here.
Yes.
And we've gone through this experience to become and understand. And that's why we're here. But I've noticed a lot of people's spirits are out of their bodies as well. And sometimes we've got both their mental, their spiritual, and their emotional body have stepped out. Now, that happens when things are just not safe, as we're well aware.
Yeah.
That the, you know, lights are on but nobody's home.
Yes.
And you may know someone like that. You may know someone like that. And that's when you just, you don't need to fix anybody, but just allowing them to bring them all in the one space, they can actually feel a little whole again, you know. That's a really simple thing that we can do. I wish everybody learned at school how to muscle test.
Wouldn't that be?
How cool would that be?
Yes, yes.
I think I dream of the schools of the future where our kids are actually learning how to use this amazing piece of equipment.
Yes.
That we're given.
Well, the good thing about that Chinese experiment, by the way, with the little doodads on the they are starting the day with meditation. Now, that is interesting. But as you know, the CCP is very specific about what they are and aren't allowed to believe. So many religions are just, you know, you're up with the 3 million people up north wearing the pretty purple outfits, you know, so you don't want to do that. But, yeah, so they do start the day with meditation, which is very, very interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, so there's something there, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is, and as consciousness is raised and more information gets through to everybody, we understand that the collective raises. I think something that I mentioned the other day and was really exciting is that we've kicked over the level of light frequency or portals that are being holding light here at the moment. And that just means that's pretty cool.
The awakening can't stop.
It can't stop.
There's too many people now. Yes.
Yeah. And that's that show of, you know, the hand of light just going. Yes. Bring it.
And it was interesting.
collective is still dense, right?
Yes.
You feel that when you're, you know, when we're talking about people that we talk to and you're like, oh,
yeah,
you know, they can't hear, but that's okay. They'll get there when they're meant to.
Yes, exactly. And it just depends, you know, they've got their own experiences, their own Shelton game and beliefs and their own family histories and their own lifetimes. Yeah. They're bringing all of this to the party.
They
and sometimes
are.
It is just way safer just being a little sweetie pie normie, not listening to anything else, doing what they're told.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember there was a time when things were really, really, there was a lot of pressure. There's a lot of intensity. And I thought, isn't ignorance bliss?
Oh, my God. Exactly. I want to go back.
I really did. And just because I felt, you felt the heaviness, right? And you felt, well, whatever it is.
I just had a thought. Action. Maybe that's why I haven't slept well since March 2020, because I'm awake.
You are.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at me. There's back filler happening here, cutie. And at nighttime, when there's not as many people in my, like in my field, the frequency bands are clearer. So I'm downloading, man, 100 yeah. mile an hour. It's all dropping in. Stop the friggin' stories about how much sleep we're meant to have.
Yes.
I'm sorry, that's more conditioning.
Yes.
Because that all that does is tell people that they're meant to have X amount of sleep and that this is what's normal. I'm sorry, there is
yes.
no normal.
And that's the whole thing about frequency, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, any women are out there who are, you know, writing stories about the fact that, oh, you know, I'm not sleeping because this and that. I'm going through perimenopause and all of this. Everything just needs to come back into harmony and balance. Okay, yeah. There's a time we're not as fertile.
Yes.
Okay, it's when we've collected a lot of our lessons and we're there as the wise crone to share. And I've got a girlfriend I'm going to stand out who's writing a book about the phase that is actually in between the maiden and the crone.
Wonderful.
And I can't wait for that to be birthed because she's asked me to, you know, give some input and whatnot. I'm like, what do I offer in this space? Because this is also what have we been taught?
Yeah.
This is this aging bullshit we're all subscribing to and it's being programmed and we're being 100 mile an hour. That after a certain phase that we're not attractive, we're not seen, that we need to be doing all of this. Some of the most beautiful women that I meet, obviously because I choose to see with eyes of love, or women who are past their menstrual cycle, who are so okay with themselves, who are just glowing and gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know? So go away.
And you just feel that love and acceptance. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the golden age is a choosing. And when we understand we are conscious beings, it's what we decide we want to partake in, okay? So there's some protocols, etc. That have you done them, my lovely?
No.
There's also, it's really, really exciting that Ian Welsh created a consciousness around graphene oxide. So I just love this. I love the fact that things are so simple. This is my idea of spirituality, okay? I've never really felt like up there. And I've never really felt at home in the deeper, denser frequencies. So this is, you know, if you've never ever watched or listened to any of this stuff, I would really, really encourage you to. It's just the most, it's empowering. Okay, it's really, really empowering because it's just that basic premise. And these are work, we're not working with magic here, people. We're working with laws of the universe. These are actually the laws that I subscribe to, okay? Yeah. You know, along with the universe comes the laws of the mind. And some of the most important laws that we have of the mind are, well, everybody knows the law of attraction and probably plays with that for their benefit. But one that I'm finding incredibly helpful is the law of insertion. Okay, for someone who goes through stages, and this is, I'm going to put my hand up to it, where I'm incredibly cerebral, where I'm trying not to make sense, but I'm trying to compute what's going on around me. So I've got 10 planets in my zone, in my sector, bringing up lots of energies, etc., for me to grapple with. Single mum trying to run a small business, all of the rest of it, I'm trying to compute what's going on. It's not cool. Because what I'm doing is I'm creating 100 mile an hour, attaching to certain energies, thoughts and ideas about it that are none of my business. That's none of my business. And in fact, I'm creating 100 mile an hour, depending on which lens I'm using that day, some stuff that I don't really want or need. So the law of insertion comes into play when you catch yourself, and this is why consciousness is beautiful, and go, right, I'm thinking such an, you know, my shoulder is a pain in the ass to me. God, there it goes again. I've just brought the shoulder in and I've just created a program around it. Okay. Now, when I catch myself do that, I go, right, I'm going to bring that idea back to me. No, 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 no. Hello, massive creator. I can see what you're up to. Geez, I love you, but no. I'll see it like Star Wars words coming back to me.
Yes.
Bring it back in. You are a creator. Bring it in. Change it. Change it to what you want. Send some beautiful statements or whatever it is, or it's I'm evolving and opening up or whatever it is that you want. Send that shit out. Because that's actually what you want.
Yes.
You know, it's just the conditioning that's created the other ideas.
And it doesn't matter what it is. I am in harmony. I am at peace. I am a light being.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter what it is.
My soul vibrates peace.
Just change it. Yes. And the whole thing is being able to catch yourself doing it.
Yes.
It's just that catching, you know, oh, that's what I'm up to. Oh, hello. Yeah, there we go. So that's a really beautiful law that I've needed lately, watching myself as I've been master creator I am. I've been, you know, and when we understand we're actually working against ourselves, there is no victimhood, right?
Yeah.
We can do it. That's 368. Everything was happening to us over there. 369, it's not. Yeah, so...
I assume you know about the map of consciousness. Have you ever worked from that chart? You know, there was that guy who wrote that book, maybe David Hawkins or someone like that.
I love that.
30 years ago or something. And he spent 20 years doing a million muscle tests on people to work out what frequencies were shame and blame and guilt and anger, but then also love
and
enlightenment.
That's how we got that beautiful map. Yes.
Yes,
I call it the chart of consciousness, but it is called the map of consciousness.
Yeah, and what was amazing about that is that because he spent 20 years muscle testing a million people, he found that in that 20 years, I think he published that in maybe the 90s, something like that. So for 20 years, and he found at that time that everyone on the planet's frequency was already rising.
Exactly.
So he found that as part of his...
I use that in clinic a lot. Yeah, so thank you. Yeah, for the reminder of that.
And people can Google that. It's available online, you know, the map of consciousness. Yeah.
Have a sticky beak at it.
And that's why sometimes when I'm doing my little kinesiology balancing, you know, just for my YouTube channel, I sort of finish with 999, 999, 999, just sort of raise that baby.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Something that I think is really cool to give a bit of a talking about as well is spiritual bypassing. And it's an important aspect that that I have actually seen in action. So I always think things happen and they're really relevant to us. So vibration and frequency, when we feel it drop, okay, know that we're in a cycle and we're going to our soil. So we don't necessarily have to get higher and higher, okay? We can sometimes surrender into it, not attaching any ideas to what it is, but just allow that space, okay, and to experience it, not avoidance of it.
Yes.
Because once we've got it, it's going to come again. Do you want it again over and over and over? What we resist will persist.
Yes.
Spiritual bypassing is this term, and you know, I posted about it a long time ago, and I posted about it because it was what I had experienced. I had bypassed actually going through the motions of experiencing my separation because I went into a creation mode. Now, hey, it was what I did, it was where I needed to go, but the emotions are still there and they come.
Yeah. Yes.
So, you know, that this is that waxing and waning.
Yeah.
You know,
when I did microcurrent training in San Francisco in 2008, and I was the crazy little Aussie there who was doing kinesiology. They were all doctors and naturopaths and chiropractors and stuff in the States. Yeah. It was a great group. And because I was the one who, before we would do anything with the microcurrent machine, I'd go, no, stop, stop, stop. So I would want to muscle test what we were about to claim we were fixing with the bioresin, not the microcurrent machine, so that I could see the difference afterwards. So I was like, don't fix me. I want to see what's going on.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, then I would see. And it was a great tool. So I got back to Australia and I had two team members there and we were just practicing and having a play. So one of the girls had just broken up with a hubby, you know, not long before, but she's a doer. She's an absolute, I create my life. So once she realized her marriage was over, within days, she bought a car, she packed her gear, she got a unit, she got some cash out of the bank. She was gone within, I don't know, 48, 72 hours of making the decision to actually be out of that relationship. Then when we were playing with the bioresonant, the microcurrent, sorry, and I had one of my girls, Cass, she was working on Amanda, and she basically started muscle testing up what frequencies emotionally to do on her.
Oh.
And then I said, no, don't tell Amanda. Let's just see what she feels. So Amanda just tapped into herself for a moment, and then she said, I feel empty. I feel grief. I feel loneliness. And then she just burst into tears because it was the stuff that she had bypassed. And it was such a huge amount of grief that she went through because she had the whole kit and caboodle in that relationship. She'd planned the whole life and the kids and the marriage and the, you know.
Master creator, yeah.
Absolutely. And she just made a decision. It wasn't for her. She was moving on and I'm a doer. Let's move on. The stuff is still in there.
Yeah. Yes. And that brings us to this timing. We can clear past, present and future right now, which is beautiful because we can jump timelines.
So how do we do that? Is that once again the I statements?
Yeah. Well, clearing in your body didn't want to clear in the past.
No, it didn't.
Want it.
I wanted to go forward.
You did. And we listened to your energy field. So, which is your intelligence. You know, everybody's individual intelligence is perfect for them. And this is once again why we need to behold that and go, hang on, I'm not going to listen to that. That's actually not resonating with me. What makes me feel better? That makes me feel better. Okay, cool. I'll run with that. So, yeah, people can clear in the past, present, and future. Now, some of the work that I do while I'm on my medicine journey is that we look at this journeying, the journeying component of it. Now, we clear things when we've learned what they taught us.
Right.
Because that's the message, right?
Yes.
So when we, as space holders, hold space, if they have learned what it is, then they can release it. The most beautiful thing about the energy field is it holds these frequencies until we've learned what we needed to learn. Because it's okay if we didn't learn it at the time. It's easier if we do deal with things, as I have learned. But we do what we do at the time because everything is out of like a requirement for safety.
Yes. Okay? And this is where the drugs are such a problem for so many people because the drugs numb things down.
Exactly.
There was a statement by the head of psychology or psychiatry in the UK, and he said something along the lines of, the problem with people these days is that they think they're allowed to be individuals. So their aim in the UK was to bring everyone back to be normal, which is really interesting if that is the aim of psychiatry in the UK. Can't quite remember the phrase, but it's something like that.
Yeah.
It's just when you hear that, you're going, really?
Yeah.
We're not meant to be individuals?
Yeah. Yeah, it's some of these basic premises that sit behind. Yeah, thanks for illuminating that. That's a corker, isn't it?
It is quicker, you know.
And I've never really liked that area of expertise. Yeah.
And even with the, you know, the DSM-4, DSM-5, you know, when they're working out our diagnoses within the psychiatric world, a lot of those, when they first started putting these together, and I'm sure you know this, it was like groups, and I can't remember, just say, let's just for fun, say 20 men sitting around, you know, and they basically voted on the conditions, if you put them together, create this particular thing, so therefore we can create this drug that goes along with that. Oh. So the symptomatology, that, like, there's a really great video of it. If I can find it, I'll put it down the bottom here. But there's a great video where you actually watch the history of psychiatric illness and how they create, usually it's 1 to 2 years before they create a drug, they will create the illness problem.
Yeah.
And they'll start talking, you know, they'll start writing articles. Do you have these particular symptoms? Oh, my goodness, if only there was a solution.
Programming.
Yeah. And then a year or two down the track, they start advertising. And all of a sudden the doctors go, oh, thank God, I've had all these people coming in with this particular group of symptoms. So the doctors start prescribing. They go, oh, thank God, there's a drug for that now. Yeah. You know, and there is an amazing video that actually discusses the whole history and how they go around doing it.
Fascinating. But we look at that whole premise that there's something wrong.
Yes,
exactly. And that is what drives it.
And there's nothing wrong with anger. There's nothing wrong with guilt. There's nothing
valid.
You know, it's sort of like everything is a protection in this moment for us. Everything. So whatever we're doing, but like you say, bring yourself back to your heart.
Yeah.
You know, feel that shame. What am I feeling ashamed about? Is it real? Is it something that's been put on me by someone else?
Yeah.
You know, what is it? Is it because I did do something stupid? You know, that I really, my subconscious brain goes, yeah, it's probably not a good idea to do that again. Don't do that. Move on. You know?
I'm just learning. Yeah. Treating ourselves with
having
that.
A human experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Something that I think there's several people that talk about it, but I think it's really relevant here is understanding that we're just all trying to learn to come back to ourselves. We're just trying to return, because when we understand that the basic premises, we're conditioned from the very beginning when we come out, where some of us are jabbed with all sorts at certain times in a, which is all vibration and frequency, by the way. You know, let's put this into that clear celestial system.
Yes.
Now, we don't really get much of a good, you know, starter things, do we? If the whole premise is let's fix it.
Yes.
You know, this is what is really wrong. It's not the person. It's this timeline we've been in, okay? Yeah. And these constructs that have been around us to keep that timeline propelling itself, right? Yeah. So I'm not quite sure where I was going with that. So I was just jibber-jabbering.
No.
But, this idea, this fix-it mentality.
Yes, yes.
You know, let's fix it. That's actually what the issue is, because it's not intuitive. It's so counterintuitive that, you know, if we are always in the motion, what's wrong? Wrong. We're transmuting and transponding on what's wrong. We're therefore going to bring into our reality a shitload and ton of what's wrong.
Yes, because that's what we're focused on.
Yeah. So
can you talk a little bit about the energy of the last 2 years? I'm thinking about one particular friend of mine who is such an anxious little honey bunny, and she's an empath. So whenever I work on her, and it's generally been etheric as opposed to hands-on, because her fear has been so huge the last few years, it feels to me like, yes, the light beings and the energy is raising overall, but the density of the fear on the planet by those who are still in that third dimension is so massive that it's still really messing with empaths who aren't aware of the next level. Like, have you seen that with people where they're empaths, they're in the third dimension, they're feeling it all? Yeah.
I'm an empath. I'm an empath, and I have at least one or two of my children are as well. But let's just deal with it on the most simplistic of level. It's vibration frequency. So it's clearly her experience, okay, that she's needing to be embodied and needing to actually, it's not about protections, nothing out there to get you, but it's actually about being able to hold space and provide containers that feel safe for yourself in certain places and instances. Yep, some of us are a lot more sensitive than others, but someone who's got an internal vibration consistently of anxiety, they are not embodied, okay? Right. Yes. That spirit isn't embodied. It isn't within the confines. This is why the physical body was created, as a protection. So I'd ask, you know, on that premise, that they might be someone that needs to remind themselves on a regular basis to be embodied, because they are mediums or able to, yes, to talk to other.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am 100% within my body.
Yeah. I am, you know, connected. Beautiful, Madonna.
Yeah.
And simple is better, because this is how we lace it into our day, you know, because the urgency or the symptom that's going on in the body is a feeling of anxiety. There is something going on that's wrong.
Yes.
They're tapping into it. You know, it's interesting that a lot of us have had going in the background this feeling there's something wrong. And that's what I tapped in 2012. Something's wrong.
Well, interesting you said that, because I was listening to someone, I can't remember who it was, but he has a huge history with science and biochemistry and all sorts of stuff. And he was talking about 2012 and saying that that was the year when Bruce Lipton had like his next awakening. Laurie Ladd had her next awakening. He listed a bunch of people I've been listening to the last few years, because
yes,
I love their energy. I love their light. I love their healing. I love the way that they just make people feel okay with this crazy time on the planet.
Yeah.
And
that feels good.
And it was
that
2012
right.
that he mentioned. So there must have been some interesting energetic shift at the time. And for you, you just happened to be going through your own stuff at the same time.
Well, that's when it all got
big
initiated.
Energetic shift. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 2010, 2012, that was a bit of a mess, those couple of years. Like, just, you know, I wasn't actually knowing what was going on, because, as I said, I was trying to think it out
yes,
with the tools that I had at the time. So when we know that energy just follows thought, it's this understanding, and this is important for all of us, that the collective, it's their thoughts that are providing what we're seeing externally. So it's, yes, this importance for all of us just to be conscious about what we're thinking about, you know. But and I think the message is definitely getting through, because it feels lighter. And when I see people, I'm seeing a more of a light in their energy field, and I'm feeling the lightness in others that are around. So, you know, I would say switch channels, you know, and you will see that things are as they should be, that are moving along tiki-boo very nicely. And we're doing it at a rate that will make even those who are sitting in a different, who have been programmed in a different density,
yes,
over a longer time, it's easier for them. Well, we're taking as many souls with us as we go. So this process actually is going to be in a nice steady fashion.
Yes.
So all of us that are speedy and quick, I would say get your time in and make sure you just slow it down a little bit. You know,
yeah,
you are not, you don't want to be that star doesn't want to burn out.
Yeah.
Just
continue. And when we were talking about soul stealing before, is that people going back into the third dimension because of
going into
fear and anxiety?
Going into 368 timeline. Okay. So people that have passed fairly recently, and this is not my intelligence, once again, this is from Ian Welsh, this stuff about the timelines, which just makes so much sense to me. This is little pets that have passed over or people. It is as simple as commanding that they return back into the 369 timeline. Now, he's got some beautiful statements around that, but that's because it's about consciousness and choice. I remember his story, and it made me cry, because I'm a real animal lover as well. His doggy had died, and he'd been doing this sort of work, and like you do, you get quite involved when there's beautiful creative spurts, and he'd forgotten about his doggy friend. and he couldn't access the doggy, had a medium there. They couldn't access the doggy in this timeline. So it was like, oh, doggy's back in 368. So he commanded and he said the medium saw the doggy, you know, coming here. So it is this. It is real. Yeah. This stuff's real. And when we're given a commandment to our body and we're using these moons as well with some of the work when we're intuitively releasing, know, sisters and brothers, that this is real. When we are actually saying, I release shame, I release shame, your body is going to elicit that. It's going to make that happen. So when you're tired, when you're heavy and you're feeling the frequencies heavy in your lymphatics and your body's done exactly what you asked it to do. So don't flog it and go and do a 50K run and go to the gym and all of this. Your body is working so diligently for you.
Yes.
Yeah, so just to remember that, we can get ourselves into a bit of a healing storm.
Yes.
Okay, when we first come into this. And just to piano, piano, as the Italians say, the steady, steady. You know, we just, it's coming. There's no rush. Now that you're awakened and you understand, you are never going to be left behind. Each and every person is learning their lessons in perfect time. Those that don't know yet, they will get there in their own time.
Yeah. And yeah. I sort of had a little lesson earlier on this year with one of my good friends who lost her darling 18-year-old earlier this year.
No.
And very soon after her daughter died, she could feel her soul leaving her body. She said it wasn't just being tired. She could feel something changing. So she had a magical friend with some techniques up her sleeve, and she gave him a ring and they came and re-anchored her back in her body because she was off to be with her daughter.
Off to be with the daughter.
And she then started watching a guy. I don't know whether you've heard of him, Dr. Adam Alexander, do you know him? The guy who was a neurosurgeon who
referred to him, and I haven't had a chance to see. I would love to look. Please share.
So, Dr. Eben Alexander, he has written things like, obviously, the American neurosurgeon. So he wrote A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife, describes his near-death experience that happened in 2008. Under medically induced coma when treated for meningitis. So obviously there's a whole bunch of stuff that's anti him online, no surprise whatsoever.
Yeah,
but he basically has now had contact with millions of people around the world who have either bought his book or he speaks all the time. And he 100% believed, so as a neurosurgeon, he had been 100% in science beforehand. So my friend is now reading his stuff. She's watching his lectures. She's because she's now connecting to her daughter regularly. And this is sort of my thought. I don't know how I'm going to go the next few years. We know there's the elites are playing their games. They want to do all their fun stuff with us. And so therefore, I'm trying to get into the mindset of it's just a change of state. Anything that happens, it's just a change of state.
Yeah.
So I can stand in my power. I can stand in my belief systems. I can be calm in the present, not knowing what's going on in the future, even though that's where my brain wanted to be yesterday. What's going on? Yeah. So it's, you know, so with that knowledge, and like I said to you, I don't personally have a story that puts me into that spiritual, psychic, energetic realm, except for the fact I do what I do all day, every day. And yet I know so many people, dozens of people who have talked to me over the years. So I have zero lack of belief that there's more than just us.
Oh, yes.
100%. There's something else, without a doubt. 100%. So with this guy, and what is his name, since I haven't been able to remember it right from the start, but anyway, so what a gorgeous human being. Yeah, Dr. Eben Alexander, yes. E-B-E-N Alexander. So just another gorgeous human being for people to have a listen to. And
yeah.
Can
I actually touch then on what you were referring to? Because I think it's so relevant. What you were saying was I don't think, and this is the key word, I don't think that I am receiving or transponding or getting information. This is something that I really want to spell out because it's really important, and this is part of this. People don't think A, they're worthy or they're capable or they're not special or whatever the hell conditioning has gone in there, or you've seen someone and there's a certain look to someone who does that or whatever.
And it might be that sort of thing, because my brother's a doctor and my dad was an accountant, so very, very logical, left-brained humans. And then, of course, when I was going to become a naturopath and a massage therapist and a kinesiologist, I was labelled the featherhead in the family. So, you know, and then I even remember when I started doing something, maybe homeopathy, and I justified it. I justified it to my brother. Oh, I won't use that. I'll use nutrition. And, you know, I remember justifying what I was learning at the time to make it okay with him.
Palatable.
Oh, absolutely.
Making it palatable for others. But what I will say is that there isn't a certain way that spirit drops in, okay? And this is the difficulty. And I speak to one of my beautiful friends who's a male who's incredibly gifted. He creates orbs.
Because you're clairsentient, aren't you?
Clairsentient, clairaudient, and I also am a knower.
Right, okay.
Whatever that is. And this is I don't like to label it because I don't even really know. Is it me? Is it them? Is it my future self? What the hell's going on here? But there's no common language, okay? And now language is something that really roots us into understanding, yeah? But we've got different species here on the planet. So my language and the way I transfer and transpond with other it's all common through vibration and frequency, but I definitely get beautiful healing through hearing and my space in here is what begins to go off when I haven't been listening, okay? Right. My neck goes out. It's almost like, don't be stubborn. You will listen. It is coming through, okay? So we're all going to hear in different ways. What I find is that when I create space for it with the intent of just connecting in with spirit, I'm creating a ritual around it. And this is what I encourage people to do. It's not selfish. This is self-love. This is true self-love. Yeah. When you hold space for your spirit to talk to you. And you think it's going to talk to you like this. It doesn't talk or whisper in your ear. It comes in as thought forms. This is how spirit speaks to us. So, you know, I was speaking to a beautiful girlfriend, a boyfriend of mine, John, who he's a sparky. So he works with lights. He's creating really amazing lights that are at a certain vibration of the heart, which I absolutely love. So what a beautiful thing. You've got someone really sick and they're not very mobile. Put them under a light, right? And this is why the sun's every like color. Yes. And imagine harnessing that and being able to use it. This is what we've got coming. This is what we've got coming. But holding space for spirit allows it to come in. And it's a practice of quietening this. It is not like that. And it'll happen for all of us in a different way. So coming at it with a sense of play of what is it for me, this beautiful me? Do I get through to spirit embodying and through dance? Does spirit come in for me when I'm laying down and I'm eliciting my floor and pumping energy into my body? Does spirit come in when I listen to the best tune and I just feel whole? So we are all beautiful. We are all divine. We are all blessed. It is just creating that space and that finding that area for you that works for you. And some of it will, there'll be many. Some of it will be a nice little cocktail of things. It just really depends. Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think
it's available.
Yes, and it is different with everyone, you know, because like I had a client this morning who's an automatic writer. But she didn't even realize. So she writes, and then I told her the story about one of my clients from years and years ago. She was an automatic writer and she was earning oodles of money, And she would actually get her entire sales team to set an intention at the beginning of the month with the amount of dollars they would bring in. And it was just really simple. She didn't do a huge amount of work with it because they're all very, you know, they're dudes and sales people, you know. So, but they never once not hit their goals. Never once.
Energy in action.
But she used to wake up every morning and speak to her little guides and say, okay, dudes, if there's anything you can do today to clear my path for me so that everything runs smoothly, I'd really appreciate it. So one day but when she was doing her automatic writing, she, at the end of the day, she'd just sort of start writing about her day. And there were five different handwritings that would happen.
How fascinating.
So that let her know which one of her guides. Oh. So at one stage, I sent her off to go visit a psychic friend of mine, Jeanette. And she sat down with her and Jeanette said, oh, aren't you lucky? You've got six spirit guides. And she said, no, five. She said, no, the tall one doesn't write much.
Oh.
So it was amazing. You know, like some people, everyone has these connections, but some people have a more direct connection to them than others.
Oh, absolutely. And hey, who's to say that mine are from the same place that yours are?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Some, when I'm holding space for some people, the being that comes in is the highest of frequencies. I'm like, oh, my God, that's right in here. And it feels stern, okay? It feels really quite commanding. And that's not my vibration and frequency, but it's theirs, you know? So who knows what little programs are in the energy field around that, you know? And we know they come and go as well. This is just a whole area. We've got these beautiful people who are mediums who have that ability to be open. And so that's their offering. Some, a beautiful soul that did leave the planet is a Francie Griffin. Now, she has been such a light. I think she's one of God's favorite angels. I really do think she is. She left us, she was unwell and left just the start of this year. And she leaves a really big imprint on this heart. I don't know if you recall, but a couple of years ago when COVID started is when I made friends with Francie. I was looking for like-minded peeps. And she depicted one of my guides for me that had been sending me messages.
Yes.
Now, I had the name wrong. I thought the name was Salon, but she transcribed it and said it was Zephron. Now, she drew this for me, that the actual process of watching her bring in that frequency and depict it I'm so grateful to have experienced it. Maybe there are other people who do that. I don't know, but that's a real offering. And that image became my pinup for hope. And I think you came and I shared that with you one day. And I wasn't. Yeah. I was at that time quite. I was taken by it, and I knew that it felt right to me, but I felt very unmasked at that time sharing it. Not thinking you were small-minded, but it was my own stuff, you know. Yes. It's my own stuff around that. But these are the beings that are here that are working with us. They, so lighten your load, beautiful people. Like, you know, unlearn 100 mile an hour.
Ask for help, true, yeah, choose your truth, choose your moment in time,
And so, you know, these beautiful adages that we do get in the Bible, know thyself.
Yeah.
You know, and ask and thou shall receive. Live by them, you know, offer it up, because they're all there. We just don't see them. This density is not for them, right?
Yes.
So it's when we vibrate and come into a higher frequency that we can invite and create a space where they can come in.
Yes. And I think people have been really challenged with family and friends who are really just comfortable in that lower density. You know, how do people connect with them? And I think it's just about allowing. They're at that place in their journey and they can't be anywhere else.
No.
Because that's where they are. You can see when someone just shuts down if you say, you know, it doesn't take much to see someone who's shut down.
They don't want to know.
Yeah,
they
so then you just need to, you know, bring yourself down and just have some fun.
Yeah, meet them where they're at.
And that, no, I don't even mean that in a bad way. I don't even mean to denigrate.
No.
That's not what I meant. I sort of, it's about just finding that level where you can have that common ground and fun and, you know,
absolutely.
Love them.
Yeah, there is a space of connection. And that's so, so important for them as well, as well as it is for us.
Yes.
You know, the epidemic that we have here is loneliness.
Yes.
We're all ultimately seeking connection. You know, when they do these, I think in the nursing homes, and they've done so much, you know, collection of science around this, that ultimately it's about connection.
Yeah.
So we don't, you know, people are not disposable. We don't throw them away. We can have space from them when it's too much, because that's loving us, identifying, oh, that's just a little bit hard for me to be in that space for a while.
Loneliness has the same risk factor as being a chronic smoker.
There you go.
You know, like the amount of, like it's what, it's a comorbidity.
There's the science. Absolutely. Yeah. We've measured it. Yeah.
So any final thoughts? We've got a few minutes. Any final thoughts to our beautiful souls who are listening to us?
Something that I know you intuitively said to me the other day when I had times wrong, when we were catching up, because I hadn't actioned something. It was just, you were just in the sunshine. Sunshine is all frequencies. It is all light. So that is medicine. And this idea of the wrongness of a depressed state is wrong. Depression is the body going to soil and going to earth, so you can weed out what you do not want to propagate.
So you can have deep rest when you are depressed. You have deep rest.
I love that. I've never said it like that before, but I love it. So
that was Jim Carrey. I listened to something the other day and I thought, it was such a beautiful combination of all his knowledge he's accumulated. It was amazing. Very, very
good. And it's just, I love that. Yeah. So that going to soil or going to ground, is that you're having a look. What am I growing in here? I'm going to weed that out of the soil. That's just not where I'm going now.
Oh, beautiful.
But not to have this idea that there's something wrong. We've gone to ground to clear and to weed out what we don't want. So
I think he even said when we're depressed, we're not living our soul's best life. And I just went, oh, my God.
Hey, I often find that funny men actually have such depth.
Yeah,
you know, the funniest people are the biggest feelers you watch, because they've actually been able to look at society and they've tapped into that deeper sadness, that loneliness, and they fawned and created their own medicine. They're very clever. You know, one thing that'll change a room quicker and the energy and frequency in a room quicker than someone who's on their pulpit is a bloody good joke.
Yeah.
You can change the frequency of everyone. It's the laughing and the shifting in the body, and it's that feeling that everything's okay. So the most jovial of people are very clever, in my opinion.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you so much, Gabrielle. Hopefully that has been enormously interesting and challenging for people. Like, I want people to be challenged. I want people to think about themselves in a different way. I want them to think about their cells in a way where they have control over their health and their life and their spiritual being.
Yeah.
You know? That's been wonderful.
And thank you for getting me online and seeing. Thank you for that. That's because it was big for me. It's big to be seen. Thank you.
Yeah. So you will be all over the world tonight.
Oh my goodness. No, love to you, Madonna. Have a gorgeous day.
Thank you, everyone. Talk again soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.